Blog Talk Radio.
That was Regular by Magic, and we are so gracious to have them live once again on the Dopeness Interview Series, brought to you by none other than USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. We are live with the dopest in the world, Taylor and Mia. What's going on, y'all?
Hi.
How are you? Hear y'all. Pretty good. I appreciate y'all coming back. It's been a lot going on since we last talked, so I would love to catch up since, the smash hit Regular, came through with the bomb, and now you back with a brand new single, Thirsty, which is absolutely exploding.
Thanks.
First, before we get into everything, because I'm so overwhelmed with this new hit, I'm very excited about it. Let everybody know who y'all are.
Okay, so I'm Taylor.
And I'm Mia.
And we're Magic. And we are a duo based out of New York City. I wasn't born, I was raised. I've lived in New York since I was 1 year old. And Mia has lived in New York for, how many years is it going on now?
Just three. I've been there for three years.
3 years, and Mia just moved to California, so we're doing this bi-coastal thing right now, but we're a girl group who is repping Harlem and Brooklyn and now LA, and we have just been grinding for a while, and so we do like this pop, hip-hop, trap kind of all-around thing, and so we're just living our best lives and grinding every day.
And both of y'all are classically trained, though. That's what stands out in the vocals and the music and the mindset, is you all were actually trained to be who you are. Is that right?
Absolutely. I went to the Professional Performing Arts School, and in New York City, it's called PPAS. It's right in Times Square. And Mia actually was on tour with Hairspray in Vermont, and she had gotten off the tour, and we kind of met, and it was like the universe wanted us together, and we found each other, and that was that, and our talents kind of joined. But yeah, we have both been doing musical theater. We're both triple threats. We sing, dance, and act. And we've been doing that our whole lives. So yeah, we were definitely born for this.
Yeah. Just 106 and Park.
We did 106 and Park. We've done it all. We did, Arthur Ashe Kids Day, and we've done the national anthem for the Nets and the Knicks, and yeah, we've done all the stops.
Okay, and now, most recently, a few months ago, you all dropped Regular. I would love to hear, how the ride has been since then.
Since dropping Regular, the ride has been amazing. We kind of let Regular do its own thing. It happened really organically. We put it out there, and all of a sudden, all these people started responding to it. We got picked up by Hot 97, What's Next, and Who's Next. And so we just got this organic buzz, and people really started feeling it. And our SoundCloud blew up, and people have been streaming it on all the streaming sites, on Apple Music and on Spotify. And so since then, we decided to just put Thirsty out, and our music video for Regular is about to be shot, so we're excited for that, so that you guys can really see that, and it'll come to life, and then we just put Thirsty out, so that's going to be a whole new thing, too.
That is amazing. Okay. So now fast forward 2019, winter, and we now have Thirsty. Can you explain, like, the concept behind Thirsty?
Sure.
Yeah.
Thirsty is just like when you have that other person who's just like all over you or always in your face or just going through a drought. And you are the water supply all over you. So that's basically what it's about. We just try to have fun with Thirsty.
We went into the studio with our producers, Imrose and Bebe, and they had created Thirsty with another girl named Shamira Smith, and we got into the studio and we completely fell in love with the song because, I mean, I don't know a person who can't relate to someone being too thirsty or someone hitting them up a little too much, or you set some boundaries and you're like, this is what I want, and someone just wants a lot more of you, and you're like, okay, like, you're getting a little thirsty now. And I know that that's something that everybody can relate to on one side or the other. So we completely fell in love with the song, and we just decided to record it and let it do its thing.
Most definitely. Do me a favor, go ahead and introduce Thirsty. We want to bring it in and then talk about it after.
All right. It's your girl, Taylor Mia. We're Magic, and this is our new hit single, Thirsty. Hope you enjoy.
Let's go.
Mouth you bugging, telling people I'm the one.
Starting to irk me. You know better cause you don't deserve this. You ain't for working. Don't even care about nothing you purchase. None of it's worth it.
Be the third member of Magic, like, because man. All right, so everybody knows. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just agreeing. That would be nice.
Oh, you like that? Okay. everybody has that person who kind of irks them, who kind of oversteps their boundaries, who's kind of thirsty. Might you all, Taylor and Mia, have any stories, without naming any names, of like a time when that happened?
I'm sure Mia has plenty.
let's see. I guess the most recent one would be at a party, you know, dancing. And of course, a guy wants to buy you a drink, and you say yes the first time. But, you know, I also feel like that's their gateway just to keep bothering you, and they don't know when to stop. That was like one story. When they get too thirsty and they just want to be in your face the whole night, they don't want to let you breathe, you know.
Yeah, I have to agree with that.
That is the definition.
Yeah, just when like you're out and someone doesn't take no for an answer, I think that's pretty standard. Or keeps on, you know, you kind of have to hide, or you have to like get behind your girls and have them hide you. That's happened too many times to count. So yeah, I've had to hide Mia. So
it's usually like always the unattractive ones. But moving on. So now we have regular, we have thirsty. The future, is this leading up to an album? Like maybe these top singles on a project, or?
It is absolutely leading up to an EP. Our release date is May 17th. The title's a surprise, so we won't spoil it. But we are really, really excited. The two producers that worked on Thirsty and Regular created our whole EP with us, and it's just a body of work that we're so proud of and we're so excited to share. And we can't stop bumping our own stuff, and that's when you know you have something. So we're excited to bring it to you May 17th. I'm sure you guys will hear so much more about it as it gets closer, but it's coming.
Wow. This story, it gets more exciting as we go. We talked about the progression of your careers and, you know, how you started, you know, went to school for music, you know, dazzled behind the camera, you know, can do it all with the rapping, the singing, the dancing, just so talented. And now the music is beyond. And so this is just a sample, y'all, of what's coming on May the 17th, 2019. I really appreciate y'all like stopping by once again to share the whole story and all of that. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us. We love coming back, and we love talking to you.
At this time, I want to give you all the floor before we get off. If there's anything that we, you know, should check out for, of course, the album, whether it's, you know, a fashion line, a website, you know, your Twitter, Instagram handles, or shout outs to your team or anything like that, go ahead and shout it out.
Okay. So first and foremost, me and Mia had the privilege to work on a Netflix series that is executive produced by Pharrell Williams. We did that. We shot that January of last year, and so it's out on Netflix. If you have any young family from the ages of, I would say, like 6 to 13, I think it's a good age range. It's a kids show. We were fortunate enough to be in a couple of episodes. It's really great. It's called Brainchild, one word, Brainchild, on Netflix, so you should go definitely check that out. It's so fun. It's family oriented, and it's a great thing to watch with your family on a lazy weekend. Of course, our EP is coming out on May 17th, so watch out for that. You guys should be following all of our social media. It's Magic Online, MAJIX Online. That's on Instagram, that's on Twitter, on Facebook. And then shout out to our team, shout out to CJ, shout out to Alina, shout out to my sister London, because I'm sure she would love that. And then shout out to Imrose and Bay, our producers. Shout out to Gene the Ox. And there's so much more to come. Thank you, guys. We, you know, just a quick fun fact, we got to go to the Grammys, which was absolutely incredible to just be in the room with all the greats. And so we think it's a foretelling of the future and just what's about to come. So thanks for riding with us, and we love you guys.
Amazing thing. First off, Netflix, I will make sure that I watch list that immediately.
Absolutely.
And definitely. Make sure you all add them on IG. It's at Magix Online. Magix is spelled M-A-J-I-X Online. And if you are listening to this right now, you have all of the relevant links to go ahead and follow, download, check out any videos that are there as well. So once again, I really appreciate you all coming on the Dopeness Interview Series and chatting it up with us. We would definitely follow the progression and look out for what's going on in the future.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right, me and Taylor. All right.
All right.
All right, so there you have it. Another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. We have nothing but the best artists who are on the grind all the time. Definitely support. And until next time, we are out of here. We're going to go out to some more music. Here we go.
Mouth you bugging, telling people I'm the one.
Starting to irk me, starting to irk me. You know better.